This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. In 1996, University Beat debuted on WUSF 89.7. A decade ago, a companion piece began airing on WUSF-TV. Now we're taking the next step with a brand new half-hour weekly program, University Beat on WUSF-TV. Veteran Tampa Bay journalist Denise White hosts the show. As part of the debut, she sat down with University of South Florida President Judy Genshaft to get an update on the state of USF. Here are some excerpts from their discussion.
USF recently was named a top 25 public university for research funding. There have been other accolades for medicine, engineering, business, and overall value. How does that kind of national recognition help the university?
It is huge. It's huge because when you're that proficient in writing grants, then other researchers get to know you. They want to work with our researchers. So we bring in about $440 million every year to this Tampa Bay region in outside grants and contracts. Being the top 25 in the country of public universities is awesome.
That is impressive.
And we're only number two in the state of Florida.
What about on campus and on campus football stadium? Is that going to happen?
Well, everybody is asking me that question. We are going to do a feasibility study, and we'll see what that brings out.
What kind of changes do you see in the future, short term and long term?
The whole idea of a major university is to get better. And in the top 25 of public research universities, now we need to move that up as well. So we're trying to make the environment one that enhances learning. And we have a $135 million project that will be occurring on the Tampa campus that has new residence halls. We'll take down some of our more mature residence halls that you can't paint anymore
right.
to make them better.
Yes.
We'll take some down, we'll add new ones. About 2,000 additional residence halls will be there with shops and restaurants, a complete recreational center, swimming pool. That will bring a lot more people onto the campus, as well as bringing in more top-level faculty. And top-level faculty bring in students. Students want to come to study with professor this or professor that. It's raising the bar at all levels. We need to be so connected to the economic development as well as not just providing a workforce, that's certainly part of it, but also working directly with industry and bankers and our whole Tampa Bay economy. We do this through USF Sarasota Manatee and USF St. Petersburg, as well as USF Tampa. We want every student to have an internship, whether you're in philosophy, history, accounting, or engineering, nursing, whatever. We want to see every student have an internship. That will bring out some real life experience along with our textbook experience. The other item that I wish will happen, every student, whether you're undergrad or grad, will have at least one international experience. As a matter of fact, when students are accepted to USF and they receive their portfolio of acceptance, in there is a passport application. Because we have funds to help people travel internationally. They may even do their internship internationally.
That's USF President Judy Genshaft talking with Denise White on the premiere episode of University Beat on WUSF-TV. There's more from that interview at WUSFnews.org. You can catch University Beat on WUSF-TV Sundays at 6:30 p.m. For more on the show, visit UniversityBeatTV.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.